The Borning Room by Paul Fleischman, narrated by Janine Kane. Chapter 1. Four small walls, sheathed with pine, painted white. A window. A door onto the kitchen for warmth. Two chairs. A bed, nearly filling up the room, like a bird held in cupped hands. Standing by the bed, Squire beside his knight, a table bearing a Bible and a lamp. I'm certain you've stood in many such rooms. Look out the window. That's a sugar maple. Grandfather greatly cherished that tree. Now tilt your head back and look up at the beams. You can still make out the track of his plane. He'd put it and everything else that would fit, and his wife and baby into a wagon, and set out from New Hampshire in the year 1820. He'd heard there was plenty of land in Ohio, and that corn and wheat would leap out of the soil if a man merely tickled it with his hoe. When he got here, he was glad he'd brought his axe as well. Ohio was a forest. He steered his oxen along Stillwater, halted them here, and commenced cutting trees as if he were the avenging arm of the Lord. But when he came to that maple, it so put him in mind of New Hampshire, of his mother and father and sisters, all left behind, that he let it stand and decided to build his house beside it for summer shade. He called it his memory tree. He hauled his straightest oaks 7 miles to a mill on Pig Creek, and came home with planks. Being a New Englander,